See, this is good here on the Wojo Show. Normally what we do is we dispense very insightful advice to the local teams to make them better.
Of course.
We always, never wrong, we always have the proper advice. Spend more money, do whatever it takes to win.
Uh-huh.
But every now and then we get advice dispensed to us to help make us better people and better broadcasters and better humans. And it's coming in hot and heavy for the Bogey Kid. Ticket text 97136 from Q. I love you, Bogey, but if you ever wear bompers, I will stop listening to your show. Bogey has put out the call. If somebody buys him a pair of the rompers for men.
Just a romper. I don't think you can call it a pair.
Oh, a romper.
Yeah, just
a pair
romper.
Of pants, a romper.
I guess, but it's both.
He'll wear them. Okay.
Yeah.
Ticket text 97136. Bogey, this is good advice. Listen closely. Bogey needs to have his diaphragm removed, throw away his onesie pajamas, and grow the hell up. Life's hard,
okay.
Son. It's a lot harder if you're stupid.
Well, first of all, I don't dispute that I'm stupid. I mean, I think that's pretty much apparent at this point, right? I don't think anyone would disagree with that. At the same time, you can't sit here and tell me that when you had those pajamas when you were younger, the onesie, right, and you had the footies, like it wasn't just, you know, the pants and the top. It was, you know, your feet were completely covered as well. You can't tell me that wasn't the most comfortable piece of clothing you've ever worn in your life.
The footie, onesie, pajamas
amazing.
When you were a kid. Yes. Two things. You were a kid. Second thing, you wore them in the house. You didn't wear them publicly.
Okay, but again, the romper, the male romper. I sound like I'm marketing this. Can we get some live reads for the male rompers? That would be absolutely fantastic.
Almighty.
I think we have a solution, okay? Here's a ticket tax to 97136.
Where would you put your Miggy Bitbits in your male romper?
Well, my Bitbits aren't big enough. Golden Tate was wearing a romper fishing. The only issue I have with it is it's all the same color. Break it up a little and don't make it look so bogey-ish like a pair of onesie pajama shorts. See, what if? What if? Come on. Be with me for a second. What if the shorts were a different color? They really exemplified or like showed off the belt in the middle, and then the top was a different color. So it would literally look like you're wearing basically like khaki or white, you know, shorts and then a different colored shirt.
No, still look too girly. Sorry. Way too girly.
I'm trying here.
And Golden Tate, I'm sorry. I love Golden Tate, but, you know, he's a Notre Dame guy, all right?
That doesn't really
cross that divide that you were hoping
very,
to find.
Very, very small Bitbits in South Bend.
Yeah, Bitbits.
Here's another one at 97136 from Chuck. Soon Kyle's going to change his name to Caitlin. So... I don't know.
Oh, boy. It's been a while since we've had the old transgender talk here on 97, the one, the ticket. All right. Any other romper talk? I'm going to give you my beef with the great new downtown Detroit restaurants. But real quick on the Tigers.
You have Bitbits with the restaurants downtown?
I have big. I have tidbits.
That's what mine are called.
But did you... We were talking about this big bits before the show, and it is kind of amazing. You look at the lineup today. Victor Martinez is out paternity leave. Miguel Cabrera, who actually says he's feeling better the oblique, he might try to give it a go tomorrow night against Texas, but not tonight. Alex Avila is your cleanup hitter tonight. And you know what? He deserves to be the way he's been hitting, but if you had said 40 games in, Alex Avila is your cleanup hitter. And yet here the Tigers sit with all this going on, bullpen implosions periodically. They're 20-19. If they win tonight and Cleveland and Minnesota loses, they are tied with the Twins for first place in the AL Central. I contend that they've actually done, all things considered, about as well as can be expected so far. You contend... Until I get rid of it, they get rid of Annabelle and K-Rod. You cross your little arms and stamp your little pointy-shoed feet and say you not buying anything as long as those guys are on the roster. And I think that's short-sighted.
Yeah, my romper is very frightening about the Tigers and what could potentially transpire over the next
your
couple of months.
Your romper's in a bunch.
Yeah, there it is. I can't believe that you're painting me, you know, with that brush because, first of all, I actually am kind of impressed. That the Tigers do sit here at 20-19, thinking about all of the injuries that they have dealt with so far this season. Jordan Zimmermann has been terrible to start, and that contract is absolutely horrendous moving forward.
Okay,
Daniel Norris
was a little bit better the other day,
sure,
although he got rocked around early, right?
I also heard in spring training that Aníbal Sanchez had figured some things out. That clearly didn't happen, okay? I don't expect anything out of Jordan Zimmermann, but considering everything that we've seen, again, the injuries, starting rotation's been up and down. The bullpen has cost this team, what, 6-7 games probably is fair to say, to start this season. It is rather remarkable that they sit here at 20-19 about to play their 40th game of the season. I do want to make that clear. Plus,
but here comes the but.
They are still in it. But a big but.
Not like
my small bits. But big but. I love big. Size matters. But you look at this team and you look at this organization, and until they're willing to actually say, you know what, Aníbal Sánchez, bye-bye. Francisco Rodriguez, bye-bye. I'm not going to believe that this organization still prioritizes winning like we saw before with Mike Ilitch.
Why does that matter to you right now, though? They haven't lost a game. I understand.
Lost a game because of them?
No. Since in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 games.
Francisco Rodriguez just gave up that 2-run bomb to Crush Davis the other night. Now, was that his fault for losing in 13 innings?
No. That was not. Although that was bad.
Brad Ausmus had to go to every single guy almost in that bullpen. The Orioles, used every single guy and they ended up winning.
But do you see who they bring up? I agree. If it gets close to the trade deadline and they're in it, that they damn well better make a move. But until then, you're bringing up a Bruce Rondon, then sending him back down. You bring up Joe Jimenez, and then he's back down and injured. Now you bring up Buck Farmer. They don't have a wealth of possibilities in the farm system, although they can make a trade at some point.
The thing about you is, you know, you're a gray-haired, you know, old man. You're very cute sitting over there. Have more patience than a guy like me, than a guy like, you know, Sully over
patience,
there, you know, some of us young guys.
Patience.
I'm not patient enough. And you know what? The thing is, this bullpen and those two particular arms have already cost the Tigers enough games. Like, think about...
So now you just want to be punitive.
Yeah, but think about how many games. Like, even if you took away, say, if you got 4 of those games back, we're talking about a Tigers team that's 24-15, and not only in first place in the AL Central.
I agree, but you
but
can't get them
nice
back.
Lead in the AL Central. But that's my point. You can't afford to lose more games. Well, look at last year. That team, how many things did they deal with last year? And it ended up coming down to one game that kept them out
of the
playoffs.
Correct.
What if the same thing ends up being the case? Like, had they been able to get out to a lead in the AL Central, maybe they're in a better position moving forward.
Okay, you know, but listen, I'm not sitting here saying, you leave Anibal and K-Rod alone, they're going to come back. No, I don't necessarily believe that at all.
Then why have them
Because
here?
They have tried. They brought up everybody. You and others were shrieking for Joe Jimenez.
I was.
They bring him up, and he's okay for like an outing, and then it blows up, and now he's out for a month or two. But Rondon, how many times are you going to count on Rondon?
Oh, he's done.
Hold on. This was Bogey before the show. Oh, you probably didn't think Chad Bell was going to do what he did.
Who the hell was Chad Bell a month ago?
1 or 2 good outings. The next time he goes out there, he's going to give up 6 runs and 5 1/3 innings. You know that.
He just threw 4 scoreless innings against a pretty darn good team.
All right.
I'm just saying, look, the thing that we know is Aníbal Sánchez goes out there, he's giving up a home run. Francisco Rodriguez goes out there, something is happening. He's giving up runs. If you actually look at the amount of times he's appeared and the amount of runs that he's given up, usually something bad happens when he's out there. In my mind, even if you do bring up 2 unknown, mysterious guys, right? Rompers and all, right? Maybe they make the rookies wear rompers out of the club. I have no idea. But say you bring 2 random people up, you know that, you know what? Yeah, they're going to take their lumps. But they're also probably going to have a chance to have an okay outing here and there. If it's back and forth, that's better than every single time those two go out there.
I don't know if there
sucking.
Is somebody who gives you an okay chance to have a better outing. All right, we're going to dive into this. Somebody wants to attack Bogey and say, we have failed this generation, the millennials, that they're running around in their rompers, which I agree. And I'm going to give you my little beef about the great new chic Detroit restaurants downtown as I experienced today, and more Tiger Talk. All this next on the Wojo Show. On 97.1 The Ticket.